declares, big old word for Clark, unequivocally. See, I can't even say it. Unequivocally. That there is a place, say it with me, called what? Hell. You don't believe in that hell, do you? Listen. People that say you don't believe in that hell, do you? It's obviously they're showing their ignorance. They've never read the Bible. Okay? Do I believe in it? Look at all these scriptures on it. Look at them. Just let them, just stare at them a little bit. That's a whole lot of scriptures, isn't it? And there's more. I mean, we can't do this all day, I don't guess. I mean, just pop screen. I guess I could. All right? One must utterly reject the Bible and the God of the Bible if he rejects that there is a hell. Why do I say that? Don't you think with me? I think this is a thought-provoking message. If there's no hell, the Bible absolutely cannot be trusted, period. Okay, well, I like that Bible stuff, and I believe that Bible stuff, but all those verses you put up on the screen a little earlier, I don't believe in those because, see, that's not true, that's not right. Well, how often does it take somebody to tell you a lie before you start to go, that guy's a liar? Say. One, or why don't you cut him some slack after the first one? Say. How about if he tells you a lie twice? Well, I don't know now. He's becoming a liar. How about if he tells you a lie three times, four times, five times, 50 times? Is the guy a liar or what? Say. He's a liar. So when we take God's word and we say, I don't like hell, and I don't like hell. Okay, that's why I ain't going there, by the way. Because I don't like it. Okay? But when we take God's word and just pull something out and say, well, that's not true, that's not in there. Well, then your choice is, you know, if it's not true, then God's lying. Or you can go this road. Well, man wrote the Bible, you see. And since man wrote the Bible, it's full of errors. Well, then I guess that part about where Jesus loves you and he died on the cross so you could get your sins forgiven, you could go to heaven, that's a lie too. So you're just messed up. You see what happens when you start going down that trail, yes or no? Fellowship Church, here's what the pastor believes, and we set this church ministry off on. We believe the Word of God is complete. It's without error. I believe the Word of God's perfect. Sue me. That's what I believe. Okay? I'm not going to get up on a Sunday and preach something. Oh, I don't know if that's true, and I can't believe this part, and I can't. How could you do that? Say. I don't know how they do it, but they do it in churches across America. I'd find another job. Y'all listening or not? We believe God's Word. Somebody came to see me this week and said that this is a minister at another church that says that I don't preach Jesus, preach the gospel. When are we going to quit acting like the fool? Say, we got a whole bunch of people in Englewood that need Jesus Christ without pastors being an idiot. Amen? Are you kidding me? I didn't have anything till Jesus Christ came into my life. He means everything to me. Are y'all hearing me or not? Okay? Get it down. This is in the Bible. We believe the Bible. Period. I guess if you're nice to people and really want to love people at your church, you might get the reputation you don't really preach Jesus. I think you can do both. Did y'all hear me? Yes or no? I believe we can love Jesus and I believe we can love people. Amen? I believe you can have freedom in Christ. I don't believe you have to put a tie on to preach the gospel. You're kidding me? Nope. Amen? If I had hair, it'd probably be long. Amen? I'm serious. What's the point? It really ain't about me, it's about him. He loves me. He loves you just as you are. It's incredible. So let's keep going. I know I got off there a little bit. You can tell the week I've had. Here we go. If there is no hell, then the Bible absolutely cannot be trusted. Keep going. There can be no fence straddling here. Well, I don't like it. I don't like hell either. That's not the question. I don't like it, but I'm not going to deny that it's a real place and people go there. It is. Can't fence straddle like that. You're never going to grow in the Lord. You're always going to be carnally minded if you live your life like that. You're always going to war with that flesh more, we all do it, but it's going to be so much more of a battle for you until you get that Word of God. It's absolutely the Word of God. I trust the Word of God. My problem is not the Word of God. My problem is me. Amen? And what that book says, I need to get in me and get in my mind, second message coming up this morning, so that I can change and be like Jesus. I'm the problem, not the Bible. Amen? Am I rattling? Let's keep going. The same Bible that says God is love also says there's a place called what? You must reject both if you reject either. Jesus Christ spoke of hell more than any other person in the Bible. I don't believe in that hell. Jesus, you just lying. What? We don't like to talk like that. If you've got the guts to say it, well, you go out tonight in your yard. You have it out with Jesus. You just call him a liar. Have at it. But he talked about hell more than any other figure in the Bible. You must conclude that if you do not believe in hell, that Jesus was a what? Liar. If you told me and kept telling me and kept telling me and kept telling me a place existed, you kept telling me and it kept telling me and kept telling me and you just kept telling me and telling me and it didn't, you would be a liar. You must also conclude that he was mentally disturbed. You must conclude that Jesus Christ was mentally disturbed for creating such fear in the minds of people. Wouldn't you agree with that statement, yes or no? There's no place called hell. I'm just going to mess with your mind, Jesus said. I'm just screw up your head. That'd be horrible. You must also conclude that Jesus came. He died a cruel and torturous death for something that he made up simply to deceive people. Hell is not true. It never happens. But I tell you what, to prove my case, I'm going to die on the cross for it. A lie. Are y'all listening? Have I lost you? It's sort of all connected, isn't it? Y'all listening? You must also conclude that he convinced his followers to believe in such an awful place that many would give their own lives in the preaching and rescuing of souls, and many would become martyrs for Christ over something that people didn't need saving from. I know I'm whipping this horse this morning on the stage, but it's important. None of the previous things on that screen is logical, people. Come on. You don't have to just throw your brain in a trash can when you become a Christian, okay? It's not logical that God would give His one and only Son to die a cruel and horrible death. He'd make special arrangements, by the way, to get Him here through a virgin. Keep Him protected and alive. So one day he could be that perfect sacrifice. So you and I could get up to heaven some other way? Jesus said, if you try to get to heaven another way, you're the same as a what? Thief and a what? A robber. I am the door. Did Jesus say that? By me. If any man enter in, he shall go in and out and find pasture. Is that what he said? That's what he said. He's the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the who? Sheep. Let's keep looking. I ain't done yet. Come on. You may say God is a God of love and would never send his child to a place called hell. How many have heard that before? Or maybe you said it yourself. Can I see your hand? If God's a God of love, he'd never, you know, send his child to a place called hell. Sounds good. I wish it was true, but it ain't. Okay? So if God's a God of love, He'd never send a person to hell. He's a God of love. But He would do this. He would send His only Son, Jesus, to this earth to live a life of obscurity, a life of poverty. Keep going. He would allow Him to be ridiculed, tortured, nailed to a cross, and die a horrible death. I mean, yeah, He loves you so much, but he sure didn't love his son so much. How many love a complete stranger more than your own kid? I don't. Say. I can find hardly anybody on this planet I love more than my children. But that kind of logic is the way we think. God, if you're God of love, you love people too much, they never flee to a place called hell, but I know you did your son Jesus down the cross. You know, but that's different. All of a sudden, you've got some kind of screwy theology. And you better just go on to church and y'all just play bingo or something. Amen? That's ugly. Come on. Why would he let Jesus die for nothing? So that we could be saved from what? Nothing. But you look at your world, you look at your body, look at your body, look at your eye, look at your fingerprint, look at the stars. Everything is perfect and in its place. But now we're going to conclude, God, when it came to our salvation, you lost your mind? I'm not trying to be irreverent, I'm just trying to make the point. Y'all listening? Most of you might say, Pastor, I was with you before you went on your rant this morning. It's good that you get this in you. I'm even feeling myself this morning. Here I am preaching this, and it's just making me stronger on the Word of God. That's good for us. It's good for me. Hell, you think it's hot here? Come on. Notice who's speaking. It's Jesus Christ. And Jesus said unto his disciples. Let's take this passage of Scripture and let's look at it. Now, we could have picked any off that screen. We're just going to look at this one real quick. Luke 16. If you have a Bible, you can go there with me. Luke 16, we're going to read. And we've got about 10, 15 minutes to finish this up. And here's the points. They're coming at you. Here we go. There was a certain rich man. He was clothed in purple and fine linen. He fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Okay? It came to pass, say it with me, that the beggar died. He was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also, say it with me, died and was buried. And how about this part right here? Help me here. And in hell, he lift up his eyes. Being in torments, he sees Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Let's talk about this. Let's just break it down. All right? You don't hang around when you die. You go where you're going. Now, religion's clever. Religion is out there to make you feel better about your life and the hereafter and all that kind of good stuff. And so, some religions have created an interlude, a place called purgatory. When you die, you don't go where you're going, you go here. Which it ain't in the Bible at all. And then, a little bit later on, that's a good idea. We can make money on that. Yeah. We can get people to actually think they can do good works and give money to get them people in that place that don't exist, that holding period, on up to heaven. If it's all right with you, I'll just stay with the Bible. Amen? Just leave me alone with my Bible. I think I'll be fine without you monkeying with it. Okay? When you die, you go where you're going. Absent from the body, Paul said, is to be present with who? The Lord. I believe that. I believe this story. One goes to be with God. One goes to a place called hell. So here we go with the message. Real quick, Roger. You ready? Little thermometer. He's funny. Here we go. Hell. Here's some simple points. Can you say that with me? I know it's church. Hell what? Got me kicked in the shin. Hell yes. Yes, hell is a real place. In hell, he lifted up his eyes. Hell's a real place. That's what I mean. Hell yes. Yes, hell is a real place. Okay? Wishing it away isn't going to do that. It's not going to get out of there. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses me from all what? sin. Hallelujah. Amen. Why have I got to wish something away when I've got the Savior, Jesus, who's paid the price so that I could be saved? I don't need to wish something away. I need to put my faith and trust in Him and be saved, be born again, be forgiven forever. Amen. Don't have to wish something away. So hell is a real place. Number two, yes, in hell there's real pain. In hell He lift up His eyes, being in what? Torment. You don't believe there's pain in hell? Yes, I do. That's what the Bible teaches. Number three, yes, in hell there's real what? Perception. In hell, He lifted up His eyes. Where what's going on? Where He's at? His surroundings. There's perception in hell. Yes. How about this one? Are you telling me in hell there's real prayer? Yeah. People praying in hell. Look at it. He cried and said, say it with me, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. That's pretty serious right there. It's too late. Because, yes, hell is really what? Permanent. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received the good things, and likewise Lazarus the evil things, but now he's comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from here. So when you die, you go where you're what? Going. You might say, Pastor, you're just really messing up my head because I was taught a different way. This is the Bible. Hey, I'm just like you, buddy. I had to start at square one when I became a Christian. Amen. Raised by a drunk woman. I mean, we didn't know nothing. I cussed God. It was all bad. And but I'm going to tell you something. If you start getting in that book, you start believing that book, you get your mind transformed by the renewing of your mind, putting your faith in Christ, reading His Word, desiring the mind of Jesus Christ, I'm telling you what, you're not going to have any problem with issues like we're talking about today. You're going to grow in the Lord. And you're going to have more of a passion when you see a neighbor and a friend and a family member. You're not going to be quite as weak-kneed about sharing your faith in Jesus. You're going to learn it's not about judging because you realize you're a sinner and you deserve hell anyway, but Jesus loved you. Messages like this might seem hard, but actually they are freeing, in my opinion, to go out there and reach people and love people. Why do we need to go share that? Why are we even here this morning? If we're not here to rescue the perishing and care for the dying. Amen? Say. Amen. I remember several years ago when Frank came in. Sure glad you came, Frank. Amen? Praise God. How many, since you've come to Fellowship Church, you would say, I have put my faith in Jesus Christ at Fellowship Church. Can I see your hand in the house this morning? Look at it. Aren't you glad the doors are open? Say, praise God. Come on. Thank you, Lord. People get saved. People need to get saved from something. Amen. Sin, a place called hell. Hell is a real place. And the last thing I think is, yes, in hell there is real what? Passion. Passion. I pray, Father, that you would send somebody to my Father's house. Don't let them come to a place like this. Passion. Boy, would to God we'd have that passion while we're on this side of the grave. Amen? Talking to people about the Lord, not judging them, not shoving it down their throat, talking to them about the love of God. God loves you. And I'm way worse off, far worse than you probably ever would be. And He loved me. You have hope, man. Passion. So hell what? Yes. Amen? Y'all a little weak on it. I think years ago when I wrote this, Dory Beamish got on to me. You got on to me for this message. I should have known better. Here we go. So hell what? Yes. How about this one? Help me now. Hell what? No. What do I mean? Come on, help me, Raj. No money's going to buy anyone a way out. No. Well, I'll just give him my money and throw it in that offering plate. No. No. Ain't happening. No mercy's going to be given to anyone who's there. How could God be so cruel? Why didn't He give mercy to those people? Hey, I'll let you and God have that out one day. Don't ask me. Amen. I'm just focused on how great God is. How much He loves me. That He would give His Son to die for pitiful, pathetic Gary Clark? You kidding me? I'm certainly not going to sit down here in judgment over God. Isn't that silly? Say yes or no. Come on. No! Missionaries are coming back from hell to warn anybody about its horror. That's your job. That's my job. But if I could just go to hell and come back all burnt up and smelly, they might would believe me better. I know that's dumb. Listen, here's the point. That's not the way it works. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We must believe that He is and that He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. We go as witnesses, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost part of the earth. We go and we share our story, how that we believe in Jesus Christ. We show them the Word of God. We quote the Scripture. Tell them about how our life has been radically changed because of Jesus Christ. You don't go to hell, get to come back, and then go tell. Amen? This is your chance. It's my chance. He said, I have five brethren that if Lazarus would go and testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Let them hear the Word of God. He said, no, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they'd repent. Did Jesus die? Somebody tell me. Did He come back from the dead? Somebody tell me. There's your answer. If you need somebody to come from the dead to tell you about Jesus, He did it. Amen? He said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Anyway, tough message? I don't think it's tough. I think it's thoughtful. I think it's thought-provoking. Makes me think. I don't know everything. But I've got a book that has absolute truth in it. And I've anchored my wagon to that book. Amen? So hell, yes. There is a place called hell. Hell, no. No money. No missionaries. No this, that, or the other. Is going to get you out of that place. It ain't happening. And the last thing is this. Hell, no. K-N-O-W. What do I mean? How do you not go to a place like this? You need to know that you're a sinner. You need to know that you're a sinner. I think we already said that this morning. All of us know we've sinned, don't we, church? Say, if you got a problem knowing you're a sinner, I'll be right up here after you get done today. I'll stand right up here, and it shouldn't take me more than about 30 seconds to sort of help you know you're a sinner. Amen? I'll help you. You need to know you're a sinner. Number two, hell no, know this. Know that Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead for you. Know that. Know that. Know that. I believe that. Well, what if somebody doesn't believe? That's not my problem. My problem is me. Gary, do you believe in Jesus? Yes, sir, I do. You put your faith in Him and nobody else? Yes, sir, I have. You think your good looks, your good works, your good anything is going to get you to heaven? No, sir, I don't. Amen? I believe in you, Jesus. You did it for me. Do you know that? Something else. Know that you know that you know that you know that you believe in Jesus Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior. I think it's quite all right to think that through and you just talk it through and you just nail it again. If you need to nail it again, you just nail it again. If you want to nail it again, you just nail it again. Amen? Well, you did it once. You don't need to nail it again. Hey, he knows that. He writes your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. But sometimes on this planet, we get a little screwy. All right? Nothing at all wrong in my view. You come back and you just nail that thing again to the wall. Jesus, you're my Lord. Jesus, you're my Savior. You call sometimes that a rededication or a recommitment to Christ. I don't care what you call it. Do it. Amen? If anybody ever says to you, go to hell. I told you it's a cussing message this morning. Hell yes, hell no. Go to hell. Let me tell you something. If somebody, how many of us had somebody tell you to go to hell before? Got you some ammo. If somebody says to you, go to hell, you tell them this. Hell knows I can't go. Amen? Tell them. Praise the Lord. Hell knows I can't go. I can't go to hell. You know why? Pop it up. If Christians went to hell, they'd put the place out. That's the truth. If Christians went to hell, they'd put the place out. How do I know that, Jesus? Jesus answered and said unto her, the woman at the well, that terrible sinful woman, remember? Hey, all people can be saved. He said unto her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that says to you, give me to drink, you would have asked of him. And he would have given you what? Say it with me. Living water. The woman says unto him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence do you have this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But, say it with me, the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Here's my theology, and that is this. You and I have a spring of living water that's in us that springs up to eternal life. And because of that, that's why Christians, if they went to hell, they'd put the place out. Because you've been born again. You've been made alive. You have a living water that's springing up inside of you. Think it through. We shall never thirst again. Jesus calls me by name because I know him. That's a beautiful thing. And that's in this passage, Lazarus' name is mentioned. Does he know your name? Or are you just somebody out there, a rich man? Or are you just somebody out there that he doesn't know? Say. Y'all listen to me? Say. Does he know your name? Call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then he will not call you by name. What's the Bible say? Jesus speaking. Not every one that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, that judgment day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? In your name cast out devils, in your name done many wonderful works. Say this part with me. And then will I profess unto them, help me now, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. I'm done, Raj. Strong message. Amen? But good for our heart. Hell yes, there's a place called hell. Hell no. Nothing's going to get folks out. When you're dead, you go where you're going. Hell no. I can't go. Why? Because Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. And He has saved me. Written my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. The book of Ephesians says already somehow I'm seated in the heavenlies with Him. That's what the Bible says. I'm seated in the heavenlies. Go figure that out. Okay? My soul is saved. Hallelujah. Amen? I still got this flesh old body down here and I've still got trouble. Amen? But hallelujah, I can put that to rest because he put it to rest. Got it? Uh-oh, wow. The old man cussing at me in the front row. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together. Come on. Thank the Lord for the message this morning from the Word of God. Not Gary's message, from God's Word. Can you praise the Lord with me? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. I forgot.